Everybody ready?
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's deliberations. And with that, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll go from there.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's deliberations and votes with regard to the comprehensive rezoning process. I would ask everyone prior that if you would please put your cell phones on vibrate or mute. There won't be any public testimony at that time. The board has already taken public testimony. Staff has been kind enough to print the meeting minutes of March 9th, which is where we started with this procedure. And so what we'll do is we're going to take our spreadsheets. The board is, we have a spreadsheet which starts at 01-01, and we're going to work through this sheet. And if the board is okay, we would go till 9 o'clock. We have till next week to pick up. I'm just offering this to the Board of Commissioners and Mr. Wilson and staff. If we wanted to deliberate till 9 o'clock, we have next Tuesday evening, which then we could pick up and finish the process. There may be some items that if the board wants further discussion on or further input from staff, we can postpone till the next week if they need additional information or some additional input from staff. So with that, I'll open that up to the board for discussion.
I'd like to go to 9, but if we're not halfway, I'd like to go at least halfway. And if we're almost done, I'd like to finish by 9. So I'd like to leave it open.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd like to go till 9, see how we're feeling. See from there.
See who absorbs the most puncture wounds. Okay, with that, we'll start out with Mr. Centrum. Shall we have you read the...
Certainly.
All right.
0101 is an application submitted for tax map 56, parcel 109. The proposed zoning is southern agricultural residential. They are requesting rural residential. Both staff of our office and the Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. And I think everyone has had an opportunity to read the minutes that were presented to us as a board. And we saw the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission, and we'll open this up for discussion before a vote. So we'll open it up to discussion if anybody would like to discuss this first application for a comprehensive rezoning. Okay, hearing none, then we'll entertain a motion on the floor.
I move to approve the request.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor to accept the approval of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission on application 01-01. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Okay, we'll go to the second application, Director Senstrom.
0201, tax map 43, parcel 283, proposed to be northern agricultural residential, requested to be maritime business. Both the staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission with regard to 02-01. Is there any discussion on this application for a comprehensive rezoning? Okay, hearing none. Do I have a motion on the floor?
I move to approve application 0201 from Canal Place, LLC.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0202, tax map 43, parcel 236, proposed to be northern agricultural residential, request to be maritime business. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Centrum on 02-02, the Office of Planning and Zoning. This recommendation is approval. The Planning Commission has recommended approval. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Okay, Director Centrum.
0203, tax map 38, parcel 317, proposed to be rural residential. The request is to make it manufactured home. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, with regard to this application, just for the public record, this property is owned by Commissioner Hodge. With all due respect, I would ask that Commissioner Hodge, you recuse yourself from the discussion and any vote with regard to this, since you are technically the property owner. Okay, is there any discussion? Okay, we'll entertain a motion on the floor.
So moved.
We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second? Okay, we don't have a motion. We don't have a second, so motion would die for a lack of a second. I'll entertain an additional motion.
Motion to disapprove.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for disapproval. Do we have a second? Okay, we don't have a second. Motion dies for lack of a second. Mr. Wilson, we don't have a second on either. Either motion. Well, I was going to recuse myself since I, this is my district. So we don't have a second for approval. We don't have a second for disapproval. It would stay the way it is. Okay. Motion dies for lack of a second. Okay, Director Centrum.
Sorry, Mr. President, I was just writing that down.
Sure.
0301, tax map 20, parcel 155, proposed to be business local, requested to be business general. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay. You heard Director Centrum read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Both were for disapproval. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion for disapproval.
We have a motion on the floor for disapproval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
No, I'm going to vote for approval.
Okay. Motion is, vote is 4-1, disapproval. Okay, Director Centrum.
0302, tax map 307, parcel 1139, proposed to be high density residential, requested to be business general. Both the staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Centrum read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion? It's a
0302, the Federoff property at the corner of Appleton Road and Elkton Road.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion on the floor.
So moved for approval.
We have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have 2 seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0303, tax map 25, parcel 228. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be mineral extraction A. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission's recommendation for disapproval. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion for disapproval.
We have a motion for disapproval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion. We have three opposed, one against, and one abstention.
No, she voted.
You voted in favor. Three of disapproval, 4-1. Okay. Director Sandstrom.
0304, tax map 25, parcel 737. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be mineral extraction A. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation from Director Sandstrom with regard to the Office of Planning and Zoning's recommendation and the Planning Commission's recommendation. Is there any discussion?
I move to approve the application's request for 0304.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval. Do I have a second? Okay, motion dies for lack of a second. We'll entertain a new motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries 4-1.
0305, tax map 25, parcel 638. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be mineral extraction A. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation from Director Sandstrom with regard to the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission's recommendation. Well, is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the applicant's request on 0305.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second? Okay, hearing none. Motion dies for lack of a second. We'll entertain an additional motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-1.
0306, tax map 25, parcel 748. Proposed to be low-density residential. Requested to be mineral extraction A. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay. Is there any discussion on 03-06? Okay, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the applicant's request for 0306.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval. Okay, motion dies for lack of a second. We'll entertain a new motion.
Motion to disapprove.
We have a motion to disapprove. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
My motion carries 4-1.
Okay, 0307, tax map 20, parcel 512, proposed to be village residential, requested to be business general. Staff recommended approval. Planning Commission recommended disapproval.
Okay. You heard the recommendation from Director Sandstrom with regard to the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission disapproval. I'll entertain any discussion.
This is the property that Commissioner Brumall asked for the applicant to provide some written information from the neighbors. I've seen it. I believe that the neighbors signed off on it, and I would suggest that we approve the application.
Okay. I was going to state that I also visited the physical site as county commissioner and didn't physically step on it, but drove by it. And again, Commissioner Brumell was kind enough to request some letters of support from the adjacent property owners that Mr. Parrick had provided to us. And I felt comfortable with that they went the extra mile with regard to that exercise.
I move for approval.
Second.
Okay. Guys are quick on the draw. I guess they want to get out of here by 9 o'clock with everything. But okay, we have a motion on the floor and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0308, tax map 309, parcel 444, proposed to be light industrial M1. Requested to be suburban transition. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion? Hearing none.
I move for approval.
Okay. We have a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0501, tax map 25, parcel 21. Proposed to be low-density residential. Requested to be mineral extraction A. Both staff and planning commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion?
I'd like to say that I sat on the comprehensive plan review committee for over a year, and one of my subcommittees was mineral extraction, and the attitude of the committee was in compliance with the state law that protected mineral extraction. Where there were minerals, we tried to identify the properties that had minerals and tried to map them out, and we were told then, and I'm sure that Eric will confirm it, that don't be property specific. This is the general area, and the maps are too small to show absolute detail. And I believe that this property does have minerals under it, and I do believe it should be protected for mineral extraction. And I believe that the planning staff made a mistake when they delineated this property as other. And it's not your fault. It's the fact that the maps were not perfectly clear. And even if they were perfectly clear, you weren't supposed to use the map as absolute definitive lines in the sand. So I truly believe that there are minerals under this property that should be utilized at some time in the future. And I believe that we should delineate it as mineral extraction.
Can I ask the staff, is this located in a rural area? I mean, a residential area nearby? What's the closest house?
If you look at the map that David has up on the front screen there, the closest house, I believe, is on that little rectangle just south of 95 there, David. I don't know if we have a satellite picture we could bring up.
This is the property in question right here. It actually has 514 as a home. That's a residential. 514 Bouchelle, yeah. Road is a home. Probably rented out, I would assume. Across the road is 517 Bouchelle Road.
That's
521
pretty.
Bouchelle Road.
Yeah. I'd like to suggest that to the north is the maintenance yard for 95 and Interstate 95. To the east is the mineral extraction area that they're already using. And there is no significant amount of development in that neighborhood at all.
So, any other discussion by the members of the board with regard to this application and the recommendations by the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission?
I wanted to ask again, the staff, why did you recommend disapproval?
Property in question is not in the mineral extraction district, according to the land use plan contained in the 2010 comprehensive plan.
Was it in the previous comprehensive plan?
No.
Okay.
Just for clarification's sake, this parcel of land was never included in any mineral extraction mapping by the office. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would suggest to you, maybe minerals weren't identified previously. And I believe that potentially that minerals could have been identified on this property after previous plans were completed. And I have to say that the whole entire oversight committee never delineated property by property. Their objective was not to zone properties. It was to identify areas of whether it was employment or mixed use or residential or high density. It was not supposed to be specific to real property lines.
I have just a question follow-up to that. I mean, going through this exercise, would they have provided information to the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission if there were minerals to prove that they were down in there? What I'm getting at is it's not a hypothetical situation, I think, if maybe, but if I knew minerals were down there, I would bring you samples of the sand and the gravel to show you that they were there.
Well, that would have been done during the 2-year process that led up to the April adoption of the 2010 comprehensive plan. As Robert had mentioned, there was a subcommittee that focused on mineral extraction, amongst other responsibilities, and when the plan was being put together and the land use districts were being created, that would have been the opportunity for them to come forward and say, "This we need to ensure that this parcel should be included in the mineral extraction district because there are significant mineral resources that need to be protected for future extraction purposes."
Okay. Is there any other discussion? Okay, we'll entertain a motion on the floor. You've heard the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission.
I move to approve the applicant's request on application number 0501.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Okay, we not hearing a second. The motion will die for lack of a second. We'll entertain a new motion.
Motion for disapproval.
We have a motion for disapproval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-1.
0502, tax map 25, parcel 25. Proposed to be low density residential. Requested to be mineral extraction A. Staff recommended disapproval. Planning Commission recommended approval.
Okay, is there any discussion? You heard Director Sennstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission.
Mr. Sennstrom, would you remind us again of we have a disapproval from the Planning and Zoning Commission, but an approval, from the Office of Planning and Zoning, and approval from Planning and Zoning. And would you remind us of why that was?
Yes, if especially on these next several requests from Mr. Tomey, when you see a situation where staff is recommending disapproval, that is because the property is not located within a mineral extraction district. The Planning Commission is recommending approval because they feel that Mr. Tomey demonstrated that there is compelling reasons for the parcels to be zoned MEA, and they feel that I hate to put words in their mouth, but for the best of my understanding, they feel that it should be included in the mineral extraction district, even though it may never be mined, to allow other parcels within that area to be mined without the hindrance of the buffers that would be imposed upon the parcels that are being subjected to mineral extraction activity. Is the most concise way, I guess, I can summarize their reasoning.
Thank you.
Good thing you're not in the jewelry business. and then the staff disapproval, I'll pick up on that piece. Because it's a split decision, so we.
Yes,
I think we should have the discussion.
Basically, what we did was we looked at the mineral extraction district as shown on the land use plan, and determined whether or not the parcel in question was within that district or not. And in the cases where we recommended disapproval, we felt, based on that land use district map, it was not included within that mineral extraction district.
And this would go back to the prior maps on previous discussion that we had from the previous comp plan that, again, it wasn't shown in there.
Right.
Okay. Is there any other questions from the staff with regard to this one?
I think this is one I would like to hold.
Yeah.
You want to hold?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
That's a good idea.
Can we postpone this vote until next week?
Certainly.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, so we'll entertain a motion. We'll entertain a motion to postpone this vote till next week for further discussion. How's that? And we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to postpone till next week.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0503, tax map 25, parcel 24. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be mineral extraction A. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning from Director Centrum and the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion?
Make a motion for approval.
Okay, we have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0504, tax map 25, parcel 313. Proposed to be low-density residential. Requested to be mineral extraction A. Staff recommended disapproval. Planning Commission recommended approval.
Okay, this is another split decision. The Office of Planning and Zoning recommended disapproval, and the Planning Commission recommended approval. Is there any discussion?
Mr. President, I would also recommend that we hold this for further investigation and discussion.
Okay. Is that a motion or just a question? I didn't know if anybody wanted to ask questions.
I'll wait for the motion until the staff.
Okay, is that
until
okay?
Until we have a chance to ask questions.
Okay, good. Any questions from the board to the staff with regard to, I guess really what I'm finding is any of the split decisions, folks up here are going to have some questions. So. We'll go ahead and any questions of staff with regard to the split decision. Just pass it over. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Well, I just thought as a courtesy, if anybody had a question while it's here.
No, I think that's fine.
Okay.
I was thinking back to the last one that we did.
Okay. We don't need to do that. We can just do it. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, any questions of staff? Okay, then if everyone's in agreement, we'll go ahead and postpone this one until next week.
5-05 was withdrawn by Mr. Tomey. Okay. 0506, tax map 25, parcel 642, proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be heavy industrial. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion?
Are we doing two at one time or just one?
Just one, 642?
Yes, you're doing each request individually.
Right. So this is parcel 642?
Correct, on tax map 25.
Right. So is there any discussion? Any questions of staff? Okay, you heard the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning with regard to approval, the Planning Commission approval. We'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0507, tax map 25, parcel 532, proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be heavy industrial.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Is there any discussion or questions of staff? Okay, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve applicant's request 0507.
Okay, we have a motion for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
0508, tax map 25, parcel 456. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be heavy industrial. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning. Approval and the Planning Commission approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
0509, tax map 25, parcel 436. Proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be heavy industrial. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission recommendation for approval. Are there any questions of staff?
I make a motion for approval.
Okay, we have a motion for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
05010, tax map 25, parcel 520. Proposed to be low-density residential. Requested to be heavy industrial. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of approval from the Office of Planning and Zoning and the recommendation for approval of the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff?
Director Sandstrom, I know that when this came up before, mm-hmm. that you shared with us that it is legal to request a rezone on property that you don't own. And I'm assuming that is something throughout the state. So it's a state law that allows that.
Excuse me. There's no state law that explicitly says they can. However, there is no state law that prohibits them from doing so. So that's how Mr. Tomey can submit a request for somebody else's property. And later on the agenda, you would see Mr. Diebold had submitted requests for other people's properties.
Can we adopt a law here and during our rezoning process to prohibit this?
That's something I would have to defer to Mr. Wilson on as to whether or not something could be done locally that would take such steps. I don't think that there would be a legal basis for that based on the annotated Article 66B of the annotated code, as well as other case law that has occurred over the years relative to comprehensive rezonings. But again, I would defer to Mr. Wilson's legal expertise.
Comfort lawyer, with you asking if you could stop this now?
I'm asking if we could make a law here in Cecil County during our rezoning process.
Not now. No.
No, I know.
Maybe.
<that.
laughs> You're in the middle of it.
No, I'm asking.
Could you do that in Cecil County?
In the future.
I think that would be going against Article 66B, and I don't think that that, which is, governs all rezonings in the state of Maryland and also Cecil County, that they allow this to happen. It doesn't say you can't have it. It's something that you might want to inquire of our delegation on, if that's a possibility. But I think that this is something that's been going on for as long as I can remember, and I don't see anything legally by law against it.
I guess my concern is somebody put an application in for Delmarva Power. When I go home tonight, I don't want to find a yellow sign in my front lawn with a lot of little squares on it. So that somebody did the same thing. So I'm wondering, just on the side of caution, should we at least let Delmarva Power know that this was somebody submitted this on their behalf? I mean, I'm just trying to err on the side of caution. That's all.
I was going to say, if I may, Mr. President, probably the best way to proceed on this application is if the board feels uncomfortable with it due to the fact that Mr. Tomey submitted it on behalf of somebody else that he does not represent, to disapprove the request. And that way the proposed zoning would stay as proposed. There is a strong presumption of correctness in your actions during this process. Mm-hmm. And also, since you're acting in your legislative capacity, there is no appeal
right.
to your actions today. If Delmarva Power at some point in the future feels this property should be industrially zoned rather than residentially zoned, then they would have the opportunity to appear before you with an application that they have signed through the piecemeal rezoning process and try and prove to you that you made a mistake by leaving it as residential property rather than by changing it to industrial.
Right.
That might be the more appropriate way to respond to this request if the board has trepidation with the what Mr. Tomey has submitted before you.
Let me ask you a question. Did the application filed by Mr. Tomey on his attorney?
No, he just submitted it. The map, it's one of the four parcels in that little rectangle of yellow within the M2, which is the red, and he felt while he was zoning the requesting the other three to change that this one should also be changed. That was his reasoning for doing it. Nothing other than that. He did not consult with them. Correct. Mm-hmm. But he did not represent them.
Yeah. And just for clarification, I don't have any problem with the request as a mm-hmm. request in terms of common sense. But I do have concerns about somebody filing a rezone request on the behalf of another property owner when they may or may not know.
Right.
There was an email from Mr. Tomey within the last couple of days that he's trying to get in touch with somebody from Delmarva mm-hmm. to discuss this with him. So perhaps we should postpone this.
I agree.
And, yeah. and perhaps in another week we'll have an answer.
I'm willing to postpone a week. Okay, so we'll postpone that one?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay.
0511, tax map 25, parcel 52. And the next, well, the next three are the same, but it's these are the ones that Mr. Tomey testified to that he jumped the gun a little bit on. He wasn't quite sure why he submitted them when they're proposed to be M2, and he's requesting M2.
Okay, you heard the
staff and planning commission recommended approval.
Good to hear. I move for approval.
I don't think any action is required.
If no action is taken, he's requesting what it's proposed to be.
So why do we need to do anything?
We've disapproved so many of them. I think we should approve.
It wouldn't hurt just to.
And there's a motion on the floor.
My policy is it's for the historical record of this that we did vote on it and.
Motion on the floor.
Okay. All right. Well, for some reason these motions are coming too fast before we have the discussion. But that's fine. Okay, so we have a motion on the floor for, I'm sorry.
Approval, I believe it was.
We have a motion on the floor for approval. Okay, and do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, my discussion is that for the historical record of these proceedings that we should vote on these so that they're recorded. So with that, we have a first and a second. Are there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0512, tax map 52, tax map 25, parcel 52, lot 2. Proposed to be M2, requested to be M2. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission for approval. Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. 2 seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 0513, tax map 25, parcel 52, lot 3. Proposed to be heavy industrial, requested to be heavy industrial. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay. Okay. We heard the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval. Or the recommendation of the Planning Commission for approval. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move for approval.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0514. Tax map 25, parcel 477, proposed to be high-density residential, requested to be business general. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission. Are there any questions of staff? Okay. Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0515, tax map 31, parcel 159, proposed to be high-density residential, requested to be business general. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended approval.
Okay, we have a Director Sandstrom has read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission, both for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0516. Tax map 31, parcel 161, proposed to be high-density residential, requested to be business general. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0517, tax map 31, parcel 605, proposed to be high-density residential, requested to be business general. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0518, parcel 31, or tax map 31, parcel 720, proposed to be high-density residential, requested to be business general. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0519, tax map 31, parcel 779, proposed to be high-density residential, requested to be business general. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission, both for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0520, tax map 31, parcel 942, proposed to be high-density residential, requested to be business general. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard the recommendation of Director Sandstrom from the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0521, tax map 31, parcel 370, proposed to be urbanized residential, requested to be high density residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, we have Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0522, tax map 31, parcel 629, proposed to be urbanized residential, requested to be high-density residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0523, tax map 24, parcel 48, proposed to be suburban transition and northern agricultural residential. Request is to make it suburban transition. Both staff and planning commission have recommended disapproval.
Okay, you heard Director Senstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for disapproval and the Planning Commission disapproval. Is there any questions of staff?
Yes, could you tell us why, Director Senstrom, this was disapproved by both staff and planning and zoning?
Yes, this request was for the parcel that David is highlighting in green. You can see that Bailiff Road runs down the middle of the screen. The portion to the east of Bailiff Road, where David is highlighting the arrow, is in the low density district of the comprehensive plan. The portion to the west of Bailiff Road, where the where David has the arrow now, is in the rural conservation district. Staff does not feel that the suburban transition is the proper designation for the portion of the property to the west of Bailiff Road, and that what is proposed is appropriate based on the land use districts contained in the comprehensive plan.
Wasn't this application withdrawn and an alternate application applied for?
They have submitted a late request, which you will hear later on the agenda, which proposes a different scenario for this piece of property. But this one was never officially withdrawn.
So we will be voting on an alternate option to this property?
Yes, that will be a late request. Bear with me for a moment.
It's 564.
President Mullen is correct. It is late request 0564.
Because I remember we heard this twice, I think. Michael reminded me it was one meeting and then the next. So this is the same, just for my knowledge, this is the same application twice.
Yes.
But two different scenarios.
Yeah, they appeared before the Planning Commission and got the disapproval request. And then as a follow-up to that, Mr. Montgomery submitted a different scenario as a late request, okay, which you will hear when we get to that portion of the agenda.
Gotcha.
On behalf of the bailiffs.
Okay. So are there any additional questions from the staff on this application?
We can only approve one of the two.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
So it's the curtain or the box? If you remember, let's make a deal. So, but anyway. So with that, if we can only approve one of the two, and this is disapproval, we'll...
I make a motion for disapproval.
We have a motion for disapproval.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0524 was withdrawn.
Right.
0525, tax map 19, parcel 295, proposed to be low-density residential, requested to be high-density residential. Planning or staff recommended disapproval. Planning Commission deadlocked 3-3 and was unable to forward a recommendation.
Okay. With this one, is there any questions of staff, in particular the deadlock?
Right. What are all the residential districts between LDR and RM?
You have suburban transition, which is the ST. You have village residential, which is VR. You have urbanized residential, which is UR. You have manufactured home, which is MH. I believe, what am I forgetting? The, they're mixed use. Tony points out that there is a residential mixed use designation, which allows commercial and employment as well as residential. Not a purely residential only district. All of those have different grades of intensity as you step up.
I would offer a motion. Oh, never mind.
Well, I had another question. Is there any way to zoom out to see where the? I just want to see where this is. And then additional question with the density of RM.
You could potentially do 14 units per acre for apartments, 16 units per acre, if you're using transfer development rights, would be the cap in the RM zone. 12 units per acre for townhouses, 6 for single family.
Okay, and is this area served by utilities?
The village of Bayview has the squiggly line heading up through the blue pyramids there.
Mm-hmm.
Has the portion of that subdivision is served by county sewer. David just put the sewer infrastructure on there. The green lines are the sewer lines that run up through the village of Bayview. You can see it goes up Old Bayview Road towards 272, and then a branch cuts off, crosses Pink Dogwood Road, and heads over towards Biggs Highway. And then the northerly line heads up in a snaking fashion into the Montgomery Indian Springs subdivision. Give you an idea of where the sewer lines run in that area.
So traditionally, RM, we don't go, we go high with regard to that, not wide. So, I mean, we'd look at maybe a four-story building or...
Well, if you're doing apartments in the RM zone, there's no height limit. It's governed by the height of the building cannot exceed the distance from the base of the building to the nearest property line. So if you're 50 feet away, you can go 50 feet up. If you're 70 feet away, you can go 70 feet up. But there's nothing that says you're capped at a certain height for apartments in the RM zone.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, any other questions?
Just seems like that's pretty intense zoning for that area.
Well, as one of the previous maps David had up showed you the proposed zoning for that area, this parcel is LDR, and if I believe the next parcel or the second to the next parcel to the north is green, which is the Northern Agricultural Residential, that's the dividing line between where the Rural Conservation District terminates and the low density district begins with the yellow color, and then the Village District is where the blue pyramids are to the east of Biggs Highway. So you're right on the edge of the growth area transitioning into the rural area.
Is where our subject property is in the green there, is that NAR?
No, that is proposed to be LDR. The NAR is the green area that David has the arrow on.
Okay. And just help me out where the subject is again.
It's where that he's going to – where the hourglass is flashing green right
now. So there is a transition piece between the NAR and this the NAR and this property.
But that's
It's right on the edge. I mean, there's another parcel between it and the NAR.
Right, but I'm saying is, if we go RM, RM is not abutting NAR. There's a transition between that.
Yeah, one of the concepts with the with this plan was, and the reason why there are so many different land use districts within the county's growth area is that the intent was to step down in intensity as you're heading towards the periphery of the growth area, so that you don't have an abrupt transition from. High density uses to rural areas, that you have a gradual stepping down so that as you travel out to the edges of the growth area, you see that transition and you phase right into the rural areas so you don't have an abrupt demarcation line.
And I'm familiar with this area. Just they went for the 16 or 14 units with apartments. It just wouldn't seem appropriate there.
Any other questions? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
I move that we approve a zoning change on this property from LDR to UR.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor.
Actually, the request is to RM.
I know.
Okay, I just want to make sure you were.
I got it.
Okay, what was your?
I am proposing that we change the zoning from LDR to UR.
To UR.
But that would be setting precedent.
That's urbanized residential.
Okay. We've never done that before with any of the parcels. In fact, the person that submitted the request resubmitted under another zoning.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to rezone this from LDR to UR. And I can't ask any questions till I get a second.
For For the purposes of discussion, I'll second this.
Okay, we have a second. Thank you. What is the dead?
I am making this proposal because we're down. The RM is very high density, close to the NAR. But on the other hand, this is very close to I-95. It's very close to Bayview. It's very close to public infrastructure. And I think there's compelling reason to put higher density where we have infrastructure. And I do believe that the RM may be a little high density, and the UR could be sufficient and still get the job done.
May I ask what the density is in the UR?
You can do 4-to-1 with community facilities. If you're doing a planned unit development, you can do 12-to-1. If you're doing TDRs, you can do 12-to-1. If you're doing apartments, you can do 10-to-1. Townhouses, 8-to-1, and duplexes are allowed at 6 units per acre. Okay.
And what is the parcel size of this acreage-wise?
David can pull that up for you. Yeah. Seven acres.
Seven acres. Okay, we have a motion and a second for UR.
It was mentioned that there was another application submitted for the same one?
No, that was the bailiff parcel.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
The previous one.
I was just saying, we would be setting precedent if we had allowed that to happen with this one.
For the record, there was a previous rezoning asked for this parcel, and they were requesting, was it RM then?
I'm trying to remember.
I got it, boss.
Oh, you have it? Okay. David's going to pull it up. Right. Sorry about the brain cramp.
That's okay. You only do this once every 20 years, you know.
Looks like a rezoning file 2009-8 was disapproved. The request at the time was to rezone the property to RM.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second on the floor for UR.
And along the lines of discussion, I think because the proposal of UR is being brought to us for the first time, I personally would like some more time to look at that, what that impact, what UR actually means in context with the rest of the area there.
Okay.
I feel like that he submitted it as RM, and I think we should vote on his submission. Just feel like if we allowed Commissioner Hodge to change the request, that we will start doing piecemeals for each one.
I think our job is to do good planning. I think our job is we have discretion, and we should do what we think is best. And we can reject, we can accept, or we can modify. And I'm modifying the application because I think it's a better request and better than the RM.
Okay, well, we have a motion and a second on the floor for approval of UR. So I will call a vote, and we'll go from there. So we have a first and a second for zoning this property to UR. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, do we have a second?
No.
No, we took
all opposed.
No, that
was a vote. Okay, so we have aye. Sorry.
All those opposed.
All those opposed.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries 4-to-1 disapproval.
We have to do another motion. Motion to disapprove.
Okay. We had a motion 4-to-1 to disapprove RM.
No, for UR, that was
for UR.
Robert's motion.
Okay.
Robert made a motion to no, change it to UR. Commissioner Moore seconded it.
Right.
And it was defeated 4-1.
Right.
You still have the request from Mr. Montgomery to change it to high density residential before you. So there should be a motion on that.
Well, before we do that, can I again ask discussion from the staff? Are there any questions of the staff with regard to this application? Director Sensham's read the Office of Planning and Zoning's recommendation for disapproval, and the Planning Commission was deadlocked at 3-3. Is there any questions of staff?
No, but I'll make another motion to rezone it from LDR to VR.
To VR?
Village Residential.
Village Residential.
Which is what's across the street.
Okay, we have a motion to zone it to VR Village Residential. Do we have a second? Motion dies for lack of a second.
President Mullen, are we on discussion?
Yes, because motion died for lack of a second. So,
okay, I would like to take a little bit of a look.
You want to postpone?
I'd like to postpone it because I'd like to take a harder look at VR, UR, and I think that Mr. Montgomery needs to weigh in on this as well. I don't think it's quite fair for us to be arbitrarily deciding zoning or rezoning without his input.
Okay, so we'll postpone this one till next week. Fair enough? Okay, so the board recommends we'll postpone till next week. And in the meantime, there won't be any yellow signs on our front lawns. Okay. Director Sandstrom.
0526, tax map 25, parcel 527, lot 1. Proposed to be business general, requested to be business intensive. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay. You heard the recommendation from the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of the staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0527, tax map 25, parcel 527, lot 2. Proposed to be business general, requested to be business intensive. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
5-28, tax map 25, parcel 527, lot 3. Proposed to be business general, requested to be business intensive. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation in the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff?
Can I ask, am I allowed to ask the person that applied for this rezoning a question? Mr. Montgomery, do you own all of these properties? Yes? Okay.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application 050-27.
Okay. We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Aye. Sorry.
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0529, tax map 25, parcel 527, lot 4. Proposed to be business general, request to be business intensive. Staff and planning commission have both recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0530, tax map 25, parcel 527, lot 5. Proposed to be business general, requested to be business intensive. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval. And the recommendation of the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry, I need a motion on the floor for approval.
Just
starting to get punchy. Motion on the floor for approval.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Thank you.
0531, tax map 31, parcel 548. Proposed to be a manufactured home, requested to be high-density residential. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions, staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move for approval.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0532, tax map 31, parcel 692, proposed to be manufactured home, request to be high-density residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0533, tax map 31, parcel 1167, proposed to be manufactured home, request to be high-density residential. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of the staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application 0533.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor.
Second.
We have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0534, tax map 31, parcel 1323, proposed to be manufactured home. Request is to make it high-density residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve application 0534.
Okay, we have a motion for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0535, tax map 31, parcel 1324, lot 4, proposed to be manufactured home. Request is to make it high-density residential. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay. Heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0536, tax map 25, parcel 130. Proposed to be heavy industrial. Request is to make it business intensive. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application 05-36.
Okay, we have a recommendation. We have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0537, tax map 25, parcel 131, proposed to be heavy industrial. Request is to make it business intensive. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Is there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application 05037.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
0538, tax map 25, parcel 132, proposed to be heavy industrial, requesting it to be business intensive. Staff of the planning staff and the planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval, and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application 05-38.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 0539, tax map 25, parcel 133, proposed to be heavy industrial, requesting it to be business intensive. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval, the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Okay, we'll entertain a motion on the floor.
I move to approve 05039.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0540, tax map 25, parcel 173, requested to be heavy industrial, or proposed to be heavy industrial, requested to be business intensive. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay. We have a Director Sandstrom has read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion on the floor.
Move to approve.
We have a motion on the floor for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries unanimous.
0541, tax map 25, parcel 211. Proposed to be heavy industrial, requested to be business intensive. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application request number 05-41.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
0542, tax map 25, parcel 212. Proposed to be heavy industrial, requested to be business intensive. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended approval.
Okay, we have a motion. Our Director Sandstrom, excuse me, has read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval. And he's read the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application request number 0542.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0543. Tax map 25, parcel 255, proposed to be heavy industrial, requested to be business intensive. Staff and Planning Commission have both recommended approval.
Okay. You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
0544, tax map 46, parcel 67, proposed to be northern agricultural residential. Request is to make it rural residential. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, thank you. With regard to this, Commissioner Hodge, you do own this property, so I would respectfully ask that you recuse yourself from voting or any questions from staff at this time. Are there any questions of staff? Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the Office of Planning and Zoning's recommendation for approval and the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. We'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. We'll entertain a new motion. Okay, we have no motion.
Motion to disapprove.
Okay, we have a motion for disapproval. Do we have a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Mr. Wilson?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just move on to the next.
Nothing.
Next.
Okay.
Next one.
Next one.
05445, tax map 31, parcel 1241, proposed to be light industrial, requested to be heavy industrial. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay. Again, Commissioner Hodge is the property owner on this. Again, I would ask just recusal from vote or discussion. You heard Director Senstrom ask or give the recommendation of approval from the Office of Planning and Zoning and the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. Are there any questions? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
President Mullen, I'd like to make a motion this time for us to take a 5-minute break.
Okay, well, five minute break.
Take a break.
Take a break. Okay, we'll entertain a motion for a 5-minute break. Reconvene at 8:25. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, aye. Motion carries. Bathroom break.